Next item on the agenda, James Hill. It's the Benny Stagg Show.
Busy this time. This is a request from James Hill to retain a previously constructed and unauthorized second riparian pier at his property and also a previously unauthorized concrete boat ramp, both situated along Streeter Creek, which is a tributary to the Nansman River or to Hampton Roads in the city of Suffolk. Again, this project is located along Streeter Creek. This general location, the Monica-Merrimack Bridge Tunnel is off the slide to the left here. Craney Island is to the right. Aerial photograph of the property, which is basically this property right here. Actually, the house sits way up here. As you can see, there are two piers existing at the location. We originally received an application from Mr. Hill to add a 5-foot by 48-foot long pier to this existing pier. This was in May of 2003. Staff noted that there was actually another pier shown here, so we contacted the agent at the time and also Mr. Hill, noting that there were two existing piers. We could find no record of authorization for either pier at this location, and also a boat ramp was shown on the drawings. We basically approved the extension and the lifts based on language in the letter that this pier would be removed, and there would just be one riparian pier, which was allowed by code without a permit. We later received July of 06, another request to add another lift. Staff noted we still see two piers at this location and again contacted Mr. Hill and noted that our previous letter had indicated this approval was issued based on removal of the second riparian pier. Of course, the hurricane had happened since then. Mr. Hill indicated that he'd had a lot of damage and that he really wished now to retain the second pier if possible. Therefore, we accepted an after-the-fact application to retain the second pier. In looking at the boat ramp, we couldn't find any record that was ever authorized. We believe it was originally probably a gravel ramp and had been enhanced over the years with some concrete. A small portion of it does extend channelward with mean low water, so we went ahead and advertised that to get hopefully the whole project authorized or addressed at least in this one application. These are some ground shots taken yesterday, actually. This is the pier that was added onto. You can see the second pier to the left. Again, that's the pier that was authorized with the removal of the second pier. This is the second pier. We believe that this may be, and Mr. Hill may be able to address this better, the oldest original pier at the site, not this pier, but a pier at this location. I believe Mr. Hill will indicate that there used to be a barge out here that partially sunk that he eventually had removed and obviously has repaired this pier with the floating section on the end. This is from the adjoining property's private pier looking downstream towards Hampton Roads or the Nansman River. And again, you can see the two piers. Basically a residential lot. This parcel of land appears to be one of the originally developed parcels in this section of Suffolk. The original house was partially a vertical log structure and has been added onto by Mr. Hill. The reasons that I think he wants to keep, and he'll address this more to both peers, is he has other family members that live down this cul-de-sac street that also use this, but he has stated that this really is not a community use pier. It is for use of family members, but he does have other family members. He has, as you saw in the photograph, three boats there now. There's a couple more up in the yard that I assume are owned by other family members that are on trailers. So he uses the ramp and uses the slips for his and his family's boats. We're uncertain of the age of the ramp and you know how it's been enhanced over the years, but we believe it may predate the Tidal Wetlands Act. The city has looked at this project and has not deemed that they're going to take any action, since the ramp may have existed before the Wetlands Ordinance was enacted, and the city's taking no further action related to any of the structures here through the Wetlands Board. We received no comments during our public interest review, no objections, no other state agencies have commented. And again, as I noted, the Wetlands Board has actually issued a letter saying they would take no further action on this request. While the applicant indicates he does wish to retain the second pier, you can turn the lights back on. It does not appear, in light of the existence of the downstream pier with boat lifts, that its existence is necessary to accommodate access to the water at this location. Therefore, we are recommending removal within 90 days of the second, which may have been the older pier originally, to the left here in the slide, the left pier. The upstream pier. We are recommending approval of the boat ramp just to get that authorized, so that if he ever has to do any additional work to that, he will have an authorization for the boat ramp itself. The existing pier with the slips would still be authorized by code as a riparian pier without any additional permitting required.
Any questions, Mr. Stagg?
One, Mr. Chairman. In your narrative that indicated that neither main stem pier had been permitted originally. Do we have any evidence as to how old these structures are? I mean, do you have records?
I believe Mr. Hill indicated the house was built in the late 40s or maybe the early 50s. He may be able to address that. So I think there was shortly after that probably some pier here, because this was an upland area along this creek that was possibly used as a commerce.
And how far back does our permitting authority go?
62 for the agency. In theory, the Attorney General's office sort of oversaw it before that, but we didn't really see
1 year.
Thank you. Yeah.
You got rid of that, didn't you?
So, you know, there may very well have been a pier, possibly two piers here, I don't know, for quite a few years. But Mr. Hill's application in 03 was what originally brought.
Any other questions? I've got one. I can't tell from here. What is the distance of the pier in question from the actual boat ramp? Is it right beside it?
Don't know that I have a real good picture of that. But this drawing is pretty accurate. It is right beside it at the land, but it does angle off upstream slightly as you go out.
Okay.
If it was directly next to the ramp as a tending pier, you might say, well, it's good to have a lower tending pier than the other pier, but it angles off a little. It's got a floating piece at the end. But
did you measure the square footage?
No, I did not.
Okay. Just a question. All right. Is the applicant present? Come forward, please, sir. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
State your name and who you represent, please.
James Hill. I'm representing myself. I'm going to give you a little history. I moved there in 1983, and there was two piers there.
Both of the ones that are there now?
Similar. That one's been changed. Well, both ones have been changed. And see, in 93, and the boat ramp was there, which I maintained a boat ramp. And then I think it was 1998 is when there was a barge sunk in the water, which I have a picture right here, which is exactly where that pier is right now. And This is almost low tide, but you can see it poses a navigation hazard. And so in 1998, I had that barge removed, and I was understanding that if I had a pile in, and you can see that I had a little pier that went to that barge, because when I first got there in 83, that barge wasn't completely rusted out, and you could actually go out there and walk on it, and over time it's rusted out. And so I had the barge removed. I have a DVD that shows when I had the barge removed. You guys,
I think we can see that. We get the idea.
Okay, and so I had that moved, and then that was put in 1998. And since basically my whole family uses this thing, we use the water all the time. We have lots of boats, kayaks, as you can see right there, and we're basically the only ones that have access to the property because I live next door to my brother, and my mom and dad live next door to him.
Ask you a question. What street is this close to? Where?
Restless Beach Road.
Okay.
And this street is Mize Lane that I live on. It's a private lane.
Very dead end with a cul-de-sac?
It's not a cul-de-sac.
Just
it's
a dead
just
end?
Lane. My house is, if you don't stop, you're going to run right then into my house.
Okay.
So I put that in, and then in 2003, when I wanted to change something that just add on to that other pier over there, is when I was notified that you couldn't have two piers by Mr. Stagg and his staff, and then he gave me a letter that said that I need to get it removed or either submit a permit for it, and that was in August of 2003, and then hurricane comes September 17th, and then I kind of dropped the ball on that, and then in 2006 I wanted to put in another boat lift, so I submitted the application, and that's when he said, well, we need to get all this clarified first. And the biggest thing about this thing now is because I put this almost exactly where that barge was. That's the reason it's a little cocked like that. And the biggest thing about it is now is because you can see it's got that floating dock on it. It makes really a good access for my mother and father, who are a little older, and they can't get up, and if they have their boat in the water, they can get in and out and get on this floating dock right there, which if they come over there to this pier over here, they can't climb up. They come in a lower tide and get onto this pier because they're 70-some years old and they still use the water. So, and this right here doesn't affect, to me, it wouldn't affect anybody in the future because right across the street from this, on the other side of that woods over there, is the Suffolk Water Plant, the water treatment plant right there before you cross the Monitor Merrimack. Based on that request that the pier remain because it's been a major part of my entire family's recreation enjoyment for many years since 98, we haven't had any complaints whatsoever. And the main thing is, it's, like I said, biggest use of that really is my mom and dad just when they have their boat in the water. So I'm just urging approval to keep that pier.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for the applicant? Mr. Robbins.
I have one. Mr. Chairman, thank you. Do you know how old either of those piers originally was? In other words,
the best thing I can give you is my parents moved there in 76, and Miss Edna Mize owned the property right there, which I own now. And that little pier right there, and basically this right here was there. This is the short pier that I requested to add on to. And I moved there in 83. I lived there 1 year with my parents in 77, 76.
Thank you.
Mr. Fox?
May I clarify that again? When you moved there, both piers were there?
Yes,
or there
sir.
Were two piers?
Yes, sir. What you see on that picture and this one right here, that I requested to add on to. Yeah, that's kind of what was there. That's the old existing one that I showed you.
By the way, those pictures have to remain in the record for 30 days, okay?
That's fine, Lois.
All right.
I don't have any
problems
with that. That's a kind of relaxing picture.
I would say so. I wish I was there right now.
That's the only other one I have.
Okay.
I do have this picture right here. Another picture like submit. This is a high water shot of it, and we used to keep a barker back there just so that we wouldn't run over that barge because at high tide it was submerged.
Okay. Any other questions? Ben, I have one other question. I asked you about square footage on that one.
Yes.
Do we know what the square footage without me doing the math on the other pier was? Yes, sir. About?
Well, it's all just main stem pier. And it's
right.
5 foot wide. So it's 5 by 48.
I couldn't tell if there's any L.
And this is the pier with the lips.
Yeah. I think that was about 40 foot.
It's about 40 feet out, and then the L is about 48 feet long.
Okay. And that one over there, I think, is a 3 foot. You can see that's not very wide. That's 3 foot, 3.5 foot, I think. 4 foot. What do I have in there?
I would suggest that if the commission is entertaining approving it, that we get a revised drawing that shows the floating section, because that's not in this original drawing. It's
right.
Not in any of the documentation that we have.
So what we're considering right now, actually. Any other questions of the applicant? All right, thank you, sir. Anyone in protest in the audience to Mr. Hill's after the fact? Matters before the commission for discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. It seems to me that if this were a de novo application where there was no structure at the site, then I would certainly agree with staff that only one pier was appropriate. But it seems to me that this structure may well have predated our permitting authority, and it's been there for a long time, and it's reasonably sized and doesn't appear to intrude on navigation, et cetera. I think it'd be reasonable to approve it conditional on receipt of a set of as-built drawings.
Thank
and
you,
I would offer that as a motion.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Hoffman.
And I think he's gone to his expense and effort of moving the old derelict barge, which has definitely improved the property, and I agree with the motion.
Any further discussion? Let me just state that there's a reason that we have the one pier rule per parcel. This specific situation is unique from my perspective for a couple of reasons. Number one, it may actually predate. And number two, well, a couple others. Number two, the pier structures are in close proximity to one another. They don't apparently impede navigation. There are no protestants. And last but not least, the square footage of subaqueous bottom that is encumbered is nowhere near what we see on some single-use pier. So for that reason, I'm going to support the motion as well. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries. We're going to take one more case before breaking for lunch. We will break for lunch. I would imagine number 10, who's got that? Got any idea, Mr. Badger, how long this will take?
Depends on how long the protester would like to talk.
I understand. We will be back in by, you think the figure's going to take 30 minutes?
At the most.
We will break for lunch at 12:30, reconvene at 1:15. Proceed.
Okay.